Guelph police arrested four motorists for impaired driving during the long weekend, including one who drove through the front of a downtown area business. On Friday, just before 3 p.m., police were called to a business on Gordon Street near Wellington Street West where a motor vehicle drove through the front window of running works on Gordon Street, near the intersection of Wellington Street, causing major damage. Witnesses reported the driver appeared to be sleeping when her vehicle exited a commercial plaza on the east side of Gordon Street and crossed six lanes of traffic, two bicycle lanes and a raised concrete median before colliding with the business. While receiving medical attention for minor injuries, the driver was showing signs of possible impairment. Blood samples were taken at the hospital for further analysis. No further injuries were reported. While searching the vehicle for the driver's identification, officers located small amounts of methamphetamine and cocaine. A 25-year-old Guelph female is charged with impaired operation, dangerous operation, driving while suspended and possessing controlled substances. She will appear in a Guelph court December 17. A couple of hours before the collision, at approximately 1 p.m. Friday, police were called to the area of Gordon Street and Edinburgh Road South for a possible impaired driver. Several callers reported a motor vehicle being driven erratically, mounting curbs and running red lights. Officers located the vehicle parked and running with the driver passed out inside. The male exited the vehicle and was unsteady on his feet. He was arrested and taken to the Guelph police station, where breath tests revealed he had nearly three times the legal limit of alcohol in his system. A 58-year-old Guelph male is charged with impaired operation and dangerous operation. His driver's license was immediately suspended for 90 days and his motor vehicle impounded for 7 days. He will appear in a Guelph court December 21. Approximately 2:30 a.m. Sunday, police were called to the parking lot of a business on Courtright Road West near Edinburgh Road South where a motor vehicle had collided with a tree. They spoke to a male who was sitting next to the vehicle on a curb. They noted a strong smell of alcoholic beverage on his breath and that he was unsteady on his feet. When asked for his driver's license, the male handed over a Visa card. He was arrested and transported to the police station where breath tests confirmed he had more than twice the legal limit of alcohol in his system. A 20-year-old Guelph male is charged with impaired operation. His driver's license was immediately suspended for 90 days and his motor vehicle impounded for 7 days. He will appear in a Guelph court October 8, 2021. On Monday, at 4:30 p.m., a Guelph police service was in the area of a licensed establishment on Woodlawn Road West when he twice saw a male leave the establishment and sit in or near his vehicle. The officer believed the male was consuming cannabis. When the vehicle left a short time later, the officer followed and observed the driver to be swerving within his lane and also braking for no reason. A traffic stop was conducted and the officer immediately detected a strong odor of alcoholic beverage coming from within the vehicle. The driver registered a fail on a roadside screening device. Further testing at the police station confirmed he had more than the legal amount of alcohol in his system. A 64-year-old Guelph male is charged with impaired operation and dangerous operation. His driver's license was immediately suspended for 90 days and his motor vehicle impounded for 7 days. He will appear in a Guelph court September 21.